Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Northeast Iowa man accused of killing his wife will continue to be held without bond for at least two more weeks. 37-year-old Brandon Kassemeyer is facing a first-degree murder charge in the death of his estranged wife, Jamie Kassemeyer, who was found deceased at her home in Waukon the morning of January 22nd. According to court documents, Waukon police officers had to force entry into the home during a welfare check and discovered Jamie dead with extensive injuries to her face. An empty handgun case and several fired .22 caliber cartridge casings were also found in the home. It's believed she was killed on January 21st, the last day family members say they heard from Jamie. On January 23rd, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office arrested Brandon Kassemeyer in Loveland, Colorado, and allegedly found a .22 caliber revolver in his car, believed to be the murder weapon. Kassemeyer is currently being held without bond in the Allamaquis County Jail and was slated for a bond review hearing yesterday. However, a continuance approved late Friday afternoon has rescheduled that hearing for March 11th in Allamaquis County District Court. That's the same date of arraignment to formally charge Kassemeyer with murder and his opportunity to enter a plea to the charge. A Northeast Iowa 18-year-old was seriously injured in a two-vehicle head-on crash yesterday morning. The Iowa State Patrol says the collision occurred at about 9 a.m. Monday, about 15 miles southeast of Waukon, near the intersection of Volney Road and Smithfield Drive. A car driven by Carter Milkey of Monona crossed the center line and struck a truck driven by 42-year-old Jeremy Geisler of Waukoma. Milkey was airlifted by helicopter to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse with unspecified injuries. The Allamaquis County Sheriff's Office, Monona and Waukon ambulances, and the Monona Fire Department also assisted at the scene. A Northeast Iowa man and woman have been arrested on drug trafficking charges. Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says a search warrant for narcotics was executed at a residence in Cresco about 10:30 yesterday morning, resulting in the arrests of 32-year-old Tracy Luchtenmacher and 26-year-old Dalton Hagen, both of Cresco. Each faces two counts of controlled substance violation, methamphetamine. The Howard County Sheriff's Office and Cresco Police Department also assisted with the investigation, which is ongoing with more charges pending. About a dozen cattle died early Friday morning when a semi crashed in northeast Iowa. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says the wreck occurred around 3 o'clock Friday morning near mile marker 50 on Interstate 380. Their investigation determined that Delbert Miller of Stacyville fell asleep at the wheel of his Kenworth semi while traveling northbound. In doing so, he lost control of the rig, which entered the median, crashed through a guardrail, and struck a cement bridge rail. The semi then overturned, went over the bridge rail, and into Lime Creek below the bridge. Immediately after the initial crash, a pickup operated by Michael McAllister of Austin, Minnesota, then struck some debris in the roadway, causing about $1,500 in damages to his vehicle. No injuries were reported, and Miller was cited for failure to maintain control. The semi's cattle trailer was loaded with approximately 60 cows, with 12 to 15 of the cows either killed in the crash or otherwise died following the wreck. I-380 was reduced to one lane for several hours while the investigation and cleanup and recovery took place. A pair of Northeast Iowa 17-year-olds were arrested last week on assault charges. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says one female and one male juvenile each face one count of assault causing bodily injury, a serious misdemeanor. They were arrested last Monday following an incident in the 2200 block of Iowa Avenue, west of Independence. Because those arrested are juveniles, their names have not been released. An alleged inappropriate comment during a boys' playoff basketball game last week in northeast Iowa has prompted both school districts to issue a joint statement regarding the matter. KWWL reports that a Waverly-Shellrock representative said a Gilbert fan who is a minor made an inappropriate comment towards a minor WSR player during a sub-state semifinal game between the two schools last Thursday night in Waverly. In a joint statement issued on Friday, the WSR and Gilbert High Schools noted that, upon learning of the incident, administrators from both schools initiated a swift investigation to gather all pertinent information. The priority has been to ensure the safety and well-being of all students involved. The release added, "We are pleased to report that students from both Waverly-Shellrock High School and Gilbert High School have come together in person to resolve the situation." The Gohawks won the game Thursday night 80-73, advanced to the sub-state title game last night against Grinnell, which Waverly-Shellrock won 56-54 to advance to the state tournament next week. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's Iowa men's basketball. The Hawkeyes hosting Penn State for Big Ten play. Pregame at 7, tip-off at 8. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.